hello. You've been waiting. Hello. When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Henson. Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots on BBS Radio. I like to call it Radio Free America, where we can speak the truth without anything bad happening to us. Amazing. That's right. Happy birthday. Yeah. Today is my mother's birthday, and I'm dedicating this show to her. Happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening. You know I love you, just like you love me. And we'll meet another day in the afterlife. Happy birthday to the greatest mother who ever walked the face of the earth. Yeah, my mother. And talk about birthdays or gates. February 17th, a month from now, is the Chinese New Year. Whoopee! Yeah. And it's called the Year of the Fire Horse. It's a new one for me. I thought it was just the Year of the Horse, but I picked this info up that it's being called the Year of the Fire Horse. Interesting. Happy New Year, Chinese people, on February 17th. Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is a call-in radio show. If you have something important to say, and there's always plenty of important things to say, the number here is 888-627-6008. And talk about important things. I'm a fan of BBS Radio, too. I listen, quite often I listen to As You Wish, the show that comes on right people online, James Gillian, and he had a lot of important things to say now, and he was talking with his friend over in Australia, and they were like going back and forth about their encounters with UFOs. And, hey, we're all interested in UFOs. In fact, there is, if you ever took the time to look at the name of his ranch, James Gillian's ranch, called ECETI, E-C-E-T-I. I forget what it stands for, but you can find that out. And just by tagging onto his show, As You Wish, Talk Radio, he has a ranch out there, and it's within viewing distance of the Mount Adams. I would call it famous Mount Adams, because at the top of it, there's a door that opens. I've got plenty of photographs of this, where spacecraft go in and out of the top of the mountain. And these are friendly spacecraft because they actually, I guess they telepathically hear what the people at the ranch viewing with their cameras were always asking for flashes, some lights, and they get a response to that. You simply ask and you get a visual response from those who are in the spacecraft. Understand what is desired, and they comply. So communication, interaction is happening. This has been going on for decades already. If you're not aware of it, well, you need to look up the show right before mine, As You Wish Talk Radio, and there's videos connected to it, everything, and you can surely get to plenty of footage there of the craft flying around, flashing their lights. And plenty of stories connected to the show about people who come there and they make contact, and even have some Bigfoot stories, I believe. So it's something definitely to look into. And definitely, if you get a chance to go out there, talking about chances to go out to places, the you might have heard me talk about this before on my show. I mean, I've had the show on at 1 a.m., and then I had it on for about a year at 9 p.m., and now I'm at this location where Central Time I come on at 11 p.m. Of course, I'm doing the show from New York, so it's a midnight show. But Cobra, the one who represents the resistance movement and the Galactic Confederation group that are here to help liberate planet Earth, he's having a workshop out in Phoenix on the 31st of January. And if you haven't been to one of his workshops, well, this is an opportunity. You're out in Phoenix, or got the money to travel there, to see what he does and participate in the workshop. Now, I've only participated in one of them, which was in New York, and upon my investigation of other workshops, you know, between 100 and 200 people show up at these workshops. And guess what? Hold on while I take a drink of water. Be patient. Wow. That was delicious. I'm the water salesman here. I'm the water man. You know, the type of water you drink definitely makes a difference. You know, there's surface tension. There is electricity in water. Yeah. Energetic water. Water is a very magical substance. In fact, it is so magical that impressions can be laid upon water, and water captures the frequencies and other similar things like that. Japanese Dr. Emoto researched water and took photographs and proved that thought affects water. Good intentions make perfect snowflake crystals in the water. Like we said, trashy music, you know, out of tune music made chaotic water. Yeah, so, you know, it's important about frequency and supporting about what your intentions are. And it's not good to listen to discordant music because you're 70% water. Imagine what that discordant music is causing, chaotic water situation in your body, in your brain. Okay? It does affect you. And good vibrations will also affect you in a good way. And then, of course, you can get the purest water found on Earth is in inaccessible places, but you can. It was figured out by Dr. Flanagan a long time ago how you could reproduce the same effects of Mother Nature does on the water where it's in a perfect state. And And that's the 32-step process using different crystals, one of the waters of the crystals, to energize the water and lower the, make it more soluble, change the surface tension so it's more soluble in your body, and give you an energy charge at the same time. And I think his family still sells it. It's the late Dr. Flanagan. I think his family still sells it out in Arizona. I think it's Flagstaff. It's called Crystal Energy Concentrate. You want to get a taste of what real energetic water is? That's the place to go. And on the East Coast, John Ellis Water from New York State. Look that up. They sell machines that use an argon lamp to change the bond angle between the hydrogen and oxygen molecules. They said it couldn't be done, but this guy proved it could be done. And with a wider bond angle, the water becomes more soluble. And a more soluble water is the water we want to drink. Of course, you could take any spring water. Notice I didn't say tap water. Any spring water and put it out in the sun. Maybe lay a clear quartz crystal in it, and that'll help purify it and improve the quality of the water. Do not drink tap water. It's been found that the chlorine contamination can create, has been proven to create 300 to 400 different toxic compounds that are floating around in that tap water, because they put the chlorine in to kill the really deadly stuff, but they create other problems too. Do not drink tap water. Anyhow, that's my public message for the night. So anyhow, you can make it out to Cobra's Phoenix Workshop. You'll learn a thing or two. You'll get the opportunity to buy small gemstones like emeralds. When I went to New York one, I bought a small emerald. Not cheap, but at least I got a real emerald from Colombia. And, you know, if you got money to spend, there's all of the kinds of gemstones you can. And then there's initiations to be part of personal meditations you can do by, they all have different geometric shapes you focus on. And there is different mantras for each one. And these things are available at the workshop to participate in. But the best place to find out about all that information is to go to the portal. I talk about it all the time. It's 2012portal.blogspot.com. And they've got, they have a recent Friday update, which is pretty informative. Of course, what I even found more interesting, as I'm always looking things up, on the internet, asking key questions, and I was asking a question about, this is how I started this recent search, that one thing leads to another, about how many times the Pleiades, as if the internet people are really going to have a number for me, but I just thought I'd ask the question and see where it led me. How many times the Pleiadians have visited the personal residence of people that had enough property for them to land a small craft on. Because it was, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Pleiades made a public announcement. The portal, 2012 portal, that they would be willing to land on your private property if it was big enough and meet with you. Wow. And so I couldn't find anything on that, but one thing led to another about landing crafts, and I picked up this information that was actually put out there in 1997 and 1998. Wow. And they were talking about the current thing everyone's waiting for now. You know, we're talking 29 years ago, and they were talking about it then, about landing craft on planet Earth. And what it would be like, and what the opportunity would present itself. So it was interesting to note that they were talking about landing 15.2 million spacecraft in a few hours on our planet back in 1997. And this is probably this is what we're still waiting for. And we're waiting for this thing called the event. Now, back in 1997, they were trying to explain it as well. The frequency of the Earth would have to change before they would land. Now, essentially, what the Cobra's portal has been talking about since 2012 was that there was going to be this event, a metamorphosis of the human race when the frequencies would get changed, which is the same thing he's talking about. Except the newer, the portal information, which started in 2012, was, I don't know, it's like they had been playing a game of chutes and ladders, and they had to slide all the way back to the beginning and were starting over again, and this time it seemed to be a more difficult situation, because first of all, they started talking about meeting with people at the UN in 2012. You know, if your head's on straight, you better say, "What? These are the criminals that are ruining our world, the United Nations. These people can't trust them. You want to meet with them?" Well, as time is moving along, they're beginning to see that they've had some problems with other nations also along the route, as the clock has been ticking year after year after year. They've had a lot of other problems too. Now, the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and I've come across by reading this information that was being published back in 1997 and 1998. They seemed like they knew more back then, or were willing to reveal more back then, than was available at the September 13th and 14th in New York City. And here's specifically what I mean. You know, there was question and answer spots, and I happened to ask Cobra, what do you know about the Galactic Federation? Because Cobra, when you go to the portal, he's always talking about the Galactic Confederation. And he sidestepped the question. You know? He didn't want to answer that. I don't understand why. You know, I tried to tell him. I said, come on, how can you guys not know he's supposed to be the representative? How can the Galactic Confederation not know about the Galactic Federation? You know, they've been out there for years. They got over 200 videos, and you're making like you don't know anything about them. And he just sidestepped the question, you know, which I didn't like. But here's what was available back in 1998. They did mention to the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, and an angelic group that are all involved in the liberation of planet Earth. So, you know, it's kind of weird, you know. There it is in 2025, September 2025 in Cobra. The guy, the go-between, who was supposed to be giving us the intel, didn't want to talk about the Galactic Confederation when it was mentioned way back in 1998 as one of three groups, the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, and the Angelic Realm Group that will be participating in coming to Earth. They also mentioned back then about crafts landing being accompanied by an angel. And I might be jumping back and forth here, but we're talking about angel. The most recent information, I don't know, I guess back from the November notes on the portal that you can still easily find, that a large, super large angel from the galaxy called M87, why it's called that, who knows, but a super large angel has surrounded itself around our whole solar system to broadcast love vibrations into our souls. Now, that's a pretty big angel, if you can, capable of surrounding our whole solar system. Who would ever thought angels could be that big? But this is the most recent information. And I guess that we can connect with that angel if we know how to connect with angels. And based on the little information I just gave you there, imagine a big, gigantic angel surrounding our whole solar system and projecting love vibrations into it. Well, something to think about, that is for sure. So, let me just jump back here for a second and remind everybody, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. If you have something interesting to say, call in 888-627-6008. In fact, if you happen to watch the prior BBS Radio Show, as you wish, talk radio, because I was watching, call in and make a comment about what you heard. I mean, there was a lot of interesting things talking about and being talked about. And one of them was that after this so-called roundup of the that's going to happen at the event, that there's not going to be too many people left in government because most of these people are crooks and they're going to be removed from our planet. You know, and many of them are just undesirable, evil souls, and there's no chance that they're going to change their evil ways. Now, which brought on the notion that there's going to be having some kind of new government. And I've always been advocating this for decades myself. Anybody who wants to listen to that, we need to have a new type of government, because the system that we're working with still, you know, has been corrupted so much it doesn't work really too well anymore. And it's all in control of those people who have the money and the power. And it does very little for the citizens that, you know, we should have more say as to how things are being done. But like I said, our government has gotten too corrupt, just like the rest of them around the world have gotten too corrupt. You know, there are no real democracies. They're all plutocracies or dictatorships or communist things. But that is definitely something we all need to be talking about to each other. We need to start reinventing government. We need to start taking command of the people that we have thought we have elected. Maybe we haven't, because there's so much fraud going on with elections nowadays. Where we have more say. In fact, my favorite form of government is a referendum type government. I mean, first of all, we don't even want to be governed, but we have to have some kind of legal system by which we're in agreement that this is how we all shall behave and treat each other fairly. And government's as good enough a word as any, but anyhow, we need a type of government, a referendum government. So no matter who we elect to take care of the duties, the day-to-day duties, and represent us, whatever they come up with, there has to be a referendum on it, yes or no, whether we like your ideas or not. And that will prevent a lot of bad things being put into law, because we don't have that opportunity to give the final say on things. And that's how all these horrible laws get put into law. One of my favorite ones I'd like to point out is like Barack Obama, you know, criminal from the beginning, actually signed into law the fact that pharmaceutical companies could not be sued for malpractice or creating products that harm people. And look what happened with the COVID routine. Those pharmaceutical companies got away scot-free when they were making poison to be injected into people. And they knew they could get away with it, because Barack Obama, during his term, you know, signed into law that they could not be sued and held liable for consequences their products might have on people. And many people died, millions of people died, and none of them could sue the big pharma corporations because of what Barack Obama did. You know, and that's just one of my favorite examples. But there have been others, plenty of other blunders that politicians have signed into law, you know, over the decades. And we, the people, had nothing to say about it. But if we had a referendum government, we could have stopped that in a heartbeat. Nobody would be, you know, we the people, nobody would be in agreement to that. They give us bad products, of course we can sue them for every penny they've got. But that's why I choose a referendum-type government, because the politicians are always coming up with ridiculous laws, 1,000-page documents that nobody has the time to read, and they just like, gather up the troops, let's vote it in, and we have no say in it. Nor do we have the time to read the 1,000 pages either. That's another aspect of government that needs to be changed. Whatever law you're looking to put in, it can be no more than 3 pages, because nobody has time to read more than 3 pages. And there has to be a referendum vote on it. After all, you crooked politicians in Washington decide, yeah, this is good, we all approve it. It should then have to go to a public referendum a week later, where the general public, in a yes or no vote, can determine whether this is going to go into law or not. And believe me, that will curtail a lot of ridiculous laws being put, being made into law. Because the general public is not going to listen to some crap where the auto industry makes billions of dollars in profits and we have to buy more expensive cars. No, you don't want that shit. You know? And there's so many other damn things designed that increase the cost of living of the regular people and bring us all down a notch lower as to the type of life we're having, you know? There used to be a middle class. There really isn't a middle class anymore. It's a lower middle class, where the middle class people, they just have to work 1, 2, 3 jobs all the time, and they can never save anything. And that's how they spend most of their life. And, of course, another group that gets away with murder are the landlords. Oh, yeah. You know, they're leeches. And many of them are simply bad landlords. They don't want to fix anything. They just want to raise rent and let the building fall apart, you know? And there ought to be some realistic laws on the books. How can, when landlords have vacant buildings, how can they afford to have a vacant building? Is there some kind of secret thing where they don't have to pay property taxes on that building anymore? Because if they did, they couldn't hold on to vacant buildings. Could they now? What's the loophole there? Well, that needs to be addressed, you know? And there's so many things that need to be changed, and people need to probably start doing it at the local level. You know, your local city council, they're probably all crooks. You elected them, though. They all got elected with like 300 votes, 900 votes, small amounts of numbers like that. And these people wheel and deal and sell you out. Don't do anything for you, the people that folks represent. They look for the kickback schemes. Yeah, we'll pay your street 3 times this year because we're getting kickbacks every time we pay. There's stories of some crooked politicians in one town allowed a tree cutting company come in and cut down all the trees on the public streets. Yeah. Public wasn't even notified this was going to happen. They just did a backroom deal and did it and cut down the trees. Well, you can't just nail them back up, you know. And the town would screw, you know? And this is what your local politicians do on the local level. And, you know, and if the town can lower its taxes, well, the landlords need to lower the rents in proportion. And all these things need to be changed, but there has to be some final say, a referendum say, on anything, even the stupid laws that are passed at the local level. Because the people will realize when it becomes a referendum, people will get to read nothing more than a 3-page document of what is being proposed. And most of the time, it'll be to their disadvantage, and they can say no, 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 and this is a better form of government. And this is where we need to start moving to that, too. And we need to start changing the absolute thing. Well, the federal government absolutely overrides everyone else. Well, maybe that's not a great idea. Maybe there are certain situations where the state government is more powerful. In certain issues, the state government ruling is more powerful than a federal one. You know, this blanket thing that the federal can rule over any local thing. And there's some situations where a county government may be have the authority over a state government. And all these things need to be addressed, and all of them tied in with referendum final approval from the general public. Can realistic voting machines be devised that can't be cheated on? Of course they can. You know, I looked into that maybe 20 years ago, maybe it was 25 years ago, and started calling towns and counties and states, governments, to find out if anybody was interested. And no matter how many doors I knocked on, nobody was interested in honest voting machines. Absolutely no one. So that shows you how what a crooked world we're living in, where no one is even interested in the foolproof voting machine that cannot be tampered with. It's not that difficult to devise. First of all, we can't be electronic. Yeah. Because, you know, there's too many ways to delete things off electronic machines, and they've been doing that for decades. You know, I'm sure that was part of how Trump lost the election to Biden, you know. A lot of hanky-panky with electronics. And, of course, they had all the other things going on at the same time. But, and the voting machines haven't been changed in decades when it's been proven that all the voting machines that they use in the United States are hackable. But nobody wants to talk about changing them or getting rid of them in something more reliable, because that is the game plan of both political parties, that we're going to win our a presidential election by cheating. And the group that cheats the best wins the election. And that's the kind of system we have now. And there's cheating at county level, cheating at you know, your local town levels. Cheating is everywhere, you know? But it can be stopped. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and I hope I've been connecting a lot of dots here for you listeners. Now, let me see where I was going to... Oh, yeah, I was going to jump back. Again, I noticed a lot of things. Like I said, I just happened to stumble into this... info from 1997 about landings of UFO aircraft from the higher reality, the faster vibrating realms, that were concerned about liberating planet Earth. You know, but before I even get into that, I had discovered back in the 80s that the people... who were connected with the Pleiadians. Some of them are actually Pleiadians who became walk-ins. That's a whole topic in itself. Walk-ins, look it up. Where someone makes an agreement to walk into somebody who has a physical body already. And so just had a Pleiadian connection walk-in with someone who already had a body, and they started writing a book. It was called The Pleiadian Agenda. And the Pleiadians were looking to get the information out that a time was approaching in the cycle, in a 26,000-year cycle, where you have 2,000 years. We had just finished, in 1987 was the year, we were finishing a 13-year cycle to be followed by 13,000-year cycle of darkness to be followed by a 2,000-year cycle of faster vibrating life, more intense. There's names for these, that 2,000-year spot. And then it goes back to another 13,000 years of darkness, slower vibrations, followed by another 2,000 years of faster vibrations. And the ascension of planet Earth was planned for this happening after 1987. So the books were starting to mount, and then new books in the early 90s. And the Pleiadians were at the forefront here trying to get us humans to be interested in this. And there were some problems. Anyhow, there was a lot of backlash from the dark forces. Anyhow, that's where it started. So anyhow, back in 1997, this was about, we had been into the accelerated light zone for 10 years already, and 11 years in 1998, and things were happening and being talked about. And here's, you know, somebody once told me I was good at connecting the dots, and that's how I came up with the name of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. So it's out there. You can read the first 43 pages. Just Google it, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. You can read the first 43 pages for free, thanks to Google. And you'll learn a thing or two just from those first 43 pages, believe it or not. But so cheap to download, I don't know, $7, maybe $5 now, who knows? But it's the one book that can make you a smarter person in one evening. That much is correlated. And so anyhow, I'm going to connect some dots here. Back in 1997, there's all this information, same as me, made by who was ever representing the Galactic Federation, the Confederation, and the Angel Realm. There's a lot of information being shared about landing on Earth. And they made a point to say that first the frequency change, you know, there'll have to be a frequency change. That's what Cobra in his 2012 portal blogspot.com says, refers to as the event, and a lot of starseeds on Twitter also refer to the event. That's the new term. But back then, they didn't have a name for it, but they were talking about it. And they were talking about how with their superior science, we're going to stop everything in motion, pretty much. And nothing negative could work. All the nuclear weapons could not be launched. All the physical guns would be teleported out of wherever they were and brought up to their spacecraft and held for a specific period of time, so there was no way of weapons available to interfere with them landing and rounding up the bad guys. So this plan was already devised in 1997, and they had all the bases covered then. Okay? So, and now here's the problem. Well, we started listening to Cobra's information given to us from 2012, you know, information from the resistance movement underground, the Galactic Confederation spaceships, our solar system. All of a sudden, the story had changed a little bit. You know, and let me just jump back again. 1997, the groups that were involved in liberating planet Earth from the Dark Forces said, this is how they have all the bases covered, and they're going to go about doing it, and they're not going to allow interference in what they're going to do. So jump forward to 2012 onward, 2013, 14, 15, 16, and Cobra's talking, oh, a different story here. No. That they can't do that because there's too many traps set up to kill the hostages, namely the human race. So I've been following this thing for years. They have one, like a little one excuse after another, and they came up with things that I've never heard about, and maybe you never heard about them either. Things called toplet bombs that have been placed in the auric fields of every human on Earth. They're little black holes that could explode them and annihilate all of humanity within a couple of seconds, should they go forward with their 1997 plan that was just going to disarm the nuclear warheads and remove all the guns from the planet, and other things would not be able to work that might interfere with the situation. So they finally, this drama with the toplet bombs, they finally said they found a way to get rid of them, and they're removing them from people. And now we're at the point, all the toplet bombs are gone. All the reptilians have been removed from the underground and spacecraft, and all the Dracos have been removed. All the giant spiders, the Chimera beings, have been removed. By the way, they say came here in 1996. I didn't notice anything happening in 1996. But who am I to say? But anyhow, so they got all these things removed. Then the global mass meditations, it was declared, and I think it was December of 2024, victory of the light had been declared, and there was no way the dark forces were going to be able to win this spiritual, physical battle that they've been having with the light forces for control of the earth. You know? Though skirmishes still could continue. So victory of the light, December 2024, as declared and revealed to us via Cobra, who is the official representative of, only representative to talk to the public, of the Galactic Confederation and the Resistance Movement from underground. So they got rid of all the reptilians, they got rid of all the Dracos, they got rid of all the Chimera spiders, and the only dark forces remaining were on the surface of the Earth. So They removed all the top wood bombs, so it was mentioned, okay, they're getting a little nervy now, more nervy now of some physical interaction, because the dark forces couldn't just blow us all up from our auricles or something like that with these top wood bombs. Supposedly they've all been removed. And then we had a final mass, three mass meditations in the August of 2025, not that many months ago. And they were all successful, and that opened the 1221 portal. And now it was a green light to go ahead and just take care of the details. And then they throw the monkey wrench in again and say, oh, but the lurker went hiding in the subquantum field. You know, I mean, to regular people, we don't subquantum, what are you talking about? Is that under the subway system? You know, I'm joking about that. So this anomaly, you know, they invented something called an anomaly, then it became the lurker, they gave it another name. Casper the Ghost, maybe it's the next one. I don't know, but I have to make jokes once in a while. So now we're back when they led us to believe, like, all the main obstacles are gone, which took them 14 years, rather 13 years, by the way, to remove all these other obstacles to where they're even close to where supposedly we were in 1997. And now they're going back talking about this situation again. And I had a little debate with Cobra, they could ask questions. And I mentioned about the med beds that you've been waving around like, oh, yeah, that's going to solve all your problems, but you're not bringing them to Earth. You know, you're just talking about them. And I says, well, and he replied, well, we can't bring them now right away. It's not right, not safe. I said, so I had a little debate with him. I said, listen, if I can show you how to bring one med bed here safely, then you'll understand it can be done safely, regardless of what you say is going on behind the scenes. And then he tried to say, no, they would only kill you. I said, I don't think so, because I had to take precautionary steps. Of course, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but he refused to back down from that. Then, connecting the dots, I only have a few minutes here before the show ends, but let me just finish this up. So looking at the notes from his October workshop in Munich, somebody asked a question like, why don't you just, you know, do... You know, you're talking, you just told us that the galactic forces can, in 15 minutes, can land on our planet and remove all the evil people hanging out. So why don't you just do it, he said. And then Cobra answers, this is in Munich, Germany, October 2025, answers, well, it's a hostage situation. If we were to do that, just go and do it, they would kill everyone on Earth. Why? Yeah? So the guy asks, well, how would they do that? And Cobra answers, well, with nuclear weapons, biological warfare, and whatever is at his disposal. Now, mind you, back in 1997, the groups that were participating in removing the dark forces, freeing the people of Earth, said they had all the bases covered. And chances of things like that happening were nil. Now all of a sudden, it's not that story. You know, Gogol actually what he was told just to say and tell us, oh, they can't do it now because the dark forces will just kill us. I don't believe that. In fact, I had to send him an email and tell him that this doesn't make any sense. And all you have to do is set up the kill switches so none of their things would operate. In fact, that's what basically they were talking about in 1997, that they were going to set things up so nothing will operate to work against them when they land with the 15.2 million ships and round up the bad guys. So you tell me what's going on, huh? I've just given you a lot of things. Try to put the pieces together. What is going on, you know? How can we be, you know, how can they be ahead of us back in 1997 and now 28, 29 years later, we're still behind the eight ball? Something is not right here. And we all need to be looking into it. Meanwhile, I hope the event happens soon, because apparently they don't feel safe to move until it does. But I don't see why it can't be safe myself. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. You were listening to Connect the Dots. I am your host, Tom Anderson, and tell your friends to tune in next week, you know, and if there's anybody there that listened to this show that tunes in, well, it's not next week, it's every 2 weeks now, you know, because I wanted this time slot, I had to go for 2 weeks, so I won't be back until January 31st. Next week, the new reality guy, whom I know personally, will have somebody on entertaining. So keep listening to BBS Radio and tell all your friends to tune in 2 weeks on January 31st. And maybe one of you, hey, it's called a radio show, maybe one of you have some info to try to sort this out. How can you have all the bases covered in 1997? And then Cobra, represents what's happening now, tells us they don't. And of course I say, well, why not? Yeah. Okay, get to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, followed by the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Parting Kind? It's out there on YouTube. Are You the Parting Kind? I am. Followed by my anthem called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Courtesy of CD Baby. Look up CD Baby. Songs Better Than Dylan by Tom Anderson. And you'll see 23 songs. And the first one is I Gotta Be Somebody. You're going to hear it now as I close the show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta was here to my stand. Without leave, it ain't clear to the world.